If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
Mom is in Control, episode 25.
Welcome to Mom is in Control, where it's all about helping women redefine the beautiful mess called life and parenting and take back control of what they truly desire. And now, here is your host, Heather Chauvin.
Hey guys, it's Heather Chauvin. Welcome mamas and papas and everybody else who's listening to the show. As always, I'm here late night, as in, you know, my kids go to bed and that's when I typically record my podcast because I'm not an early morning person. And when I am, I don't really tend to do things that require my brain. So here I am the day after Halloween. And I've been thinking, right? What am I going to be talking about this week? What am I going to be doing? What's coming up for me? And of course, Halloween is always a fun event. You either love it or you hate it, right? So you either love getting your costume on and kind of pretending and being something you're not and being funky and getting yourself out there, or you hate it and you don't want anything to do with it. And one thing that came up for me, which I've thought about in previous years, is, you know, the masks that we wear, the show that we put on, and who we either want to become or who we pretend that we are that we're not. And kind of the shadow side of this, right? The dangers of this. So I love getting dressed up. I actually like wearing very spooky things to scare the crap out of my children. But I do this because, you know, it's an opportunity to just be something that I'm not. Just to dress and not care and know that you fit in, right? That nobody's judging you. And, it's normal to be weird. It's normal to look scary. It's normal to, you can get away with anything, right? You can use your creativity. So this made me think about when it's not Halloween and when we do desire to wear these things, when we do desire to be creative and we feel like we're going to be judged, whether it's you want to dye your hair purple or you want a nose ring or I don't know, maybe you just want to do something funky, but you're afraid that people are going to judge you. And this made me think about authenticity and becoming who you truly are, right? So doing what you truly desire and living a life on your own terms. So a lot of what I talk about is, you know, evolving the way that we live, the way that we work, the way that we play, and the way that we parent. And part of this is, you know, when we're so focused on parenting and am I disciplining properly? Am I doing this properly? We need to take a step back and say, what is it that I desire? What is it that I want, that I'm not showing up in my life for? Because we have to realize that just because we become parents, mothers, our life does not stop. Our desires do not stop. They are still there and they are there for a reason. Because even though we are, human beings that have given birth to another human being does not mean that our desires go away. So coming back to the kind of theme for today is, who are you, what mask are you putting on? What mask are you currently putting on that is not in alignment with who you really are? So is it that you're trying to be the stepford wife, or is it that you're trying to say, everything's fine, I got it all together, but you know, you're secretly crying yourself to sleep? What mask is it that you've put on to make yourself fit in? And I know for myself that this is a constant push and pull struggle of, you know, Heather, you got to fit in. Right? You gotta have your hair a certain way, or you can't dress too funky, or you can't do whatever. And the more and more I lean into who I am and what I truly desire, the more and more I stand up for what I want, and more I care less about what other people think. So this is always kind of the demon that you're at with is judgment, right? It's fear and judgment. The fear of what other people are going to think, and the judgment is if they care. So my quick kind of mom is in control action step for you today is, I want you to really take a step back, and I want you to think about, what mask am I putting on, right? What illusion am I trying to just fit into? Because when we're trying to fit into this mask or illusion or box of, you know, I'm a mom now, I have to wear these certain clothes, or I'm a mom now, I have to do these certain things, or I'm a mom now, I can't do this anymore. That's all lies and stories that you've told yourself, right? So a lot of people will give you confirmation of this, of like, yeah, you're right. But that's not the truth. The truth is, the more you come alive, the more you take a stand for who you are and how you want to feel and how you want to show up, you will see that those around you most likely will accept what you want to become. And if they don't, that's okay, because they're actually not... they're actually not loving you and loving who you truly are. So knowing that Halloween is over, what mask are you wearing every day that you want to put down? And I give you permission to put that down. So if it's one thing that moves you closer to feeling content in your mind, in your body, and in your soul, what is that one thing? It might be, you know, going to get a piercing, cutting your hair a certain way, wearing certain clothes, just asking yourself, what is it that I want that I'm not giving myself permission to have? And that's it. Very short and sweet for you today. So what mask are you wearing, and what are you willing to let go of to embrace who you truly are? This week, I have some really awesome episodes coming up, and I also have a special treat for you, but I can't release it yet because I'm not allowed. So that's it. Other than that, like, subscribe, join the Facebook group. I want to know your questions. Send them to me via email at support@heatherchauvin.com. And that's it, Mama and Papas. Have a good day.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also, on the inside, show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. HeatherChauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.